I think that a lot of people do know some Aboriginal people that just don't realise it.
You look at my mum, she's English. You look at my dad, he's Aboriginal. And look at me, I'm a bit in between. I haven't got the flat nose anymore. I sometimes wish I did.
You know, just because I'm Aboriginal doesn't mean I have a flag tattooed to my forehead.
Like, most of them call me Auntie Lynn, and I'm happy to be their auntie, even though that I'm not.
Because I am Aboriginal because of my DNA, not because of my lingo.
Meet the Mob, a podcast from 1233 ABC Newcastle with Jill Emberson. Subscribe at abc.net.au/Newcastle.
I'm standing on the shore of Lake Macquarie out at Bolton Point with Lenny Quinlan from the Healthy Lifestyle team at Awabakal. You've got your rod there. The sun's high in the sky. You haven't caught anything yet, but no. This feels like paradise. Do you do this often?
Not on a work day, I don't, but I try to do it in the winter because I play cricket on the weekends in the summer, so don't get much time to do it at all. You know, you finish work at 5 and you get home and you just go, no, I'm just not doing anything.
But you're here today with this Primary Industries workshop of teaching a whole lot of Aboriginal kids how to go fishing. Why did Awabakal get behind it?
I don't know, it catches my imagination when I was younger, when I was a kid, to go fishing and see what you can catch. You see yourself, that you see all these kids sitting here having a go, and I don't think you've heard any of them whinge at all. So.
No, they haven't, and in fact a couple of the young girls from the Karua area are already, you know, experienced anglers.
Yeah, they live up on the mission and right on the water. Pretty much they've been taught from day one since they can walk, like me, so that's pretty much a cultural thing across Australia with Aboriginal people. They, their parents or their uncles and aunties and grandparents taught them to fish, so I just thought what George does is totally different, and I think they've taken notice and sitting down and listening to him, showing him a bit of respect like they do with the elders.
Where did you grow up, Lenny, and where did you learn to fish?
I was born in Kempsey, which is the mid-north coast. My mum's from Newcastle, my dad's a Dungatti man, my mum's a Warramai woman. I grew up my first 5 or 6 years over at Carrington, where I learned to fish.
Did you used to go out fishing in Carrington every day or every week?
When we got home from school, we just went home, my uncle and my dad and they, we just went, grabbed the stuff and went down to the bridge and crabbing and fishing, and probably get home about midnight from crabbing. And
did you catch a lot?
Yeah, we did catch a lot of crabs, but not now. They've drained all out and put that big brand new bridge there a few years ago now, so.
So what did you like about fishing when you were a kid?
Just the excitement of seeing what you can actually catch. Kids growing up, when I was a baby, I really seen whiting and brim and flathead, so there's a lot of other species of fish that George has told the kids about today, and that's what it's all about, to see what they can catch and what they can use to catch the fish, which we just went fishing and just put a worm or put a prawn on and just see what we could catch. It's 38 November and I'm still learning stuff about fishing.
How's that line going? Is there anything pulling on it yet?
Nah, not catching nothing at the moment. Getting a couple little bites, but I'm probably baited at the moment. Standing here talking to you. I grew up in Kempsey too, and we was always wondering why our parents and uncles and aunties told all the kids to go up river 500-600 metres and go for a swim, and we, now I know why, because they want us to hunt the fish back down the river towards the parents to fish. So that was something I've learned back then, and sitting there watching all my uncles and aunties and my father, which I learned a lot of fishing off now. So
do you get back up to Kempsey very often now that you're living and working in Newcastle?
No, not really. For a while there, I was thinking I was a Kempsey boy, but now I've been living down here for most of my life since I was 16 on 38 November, so I love Newcastle. So,
what is it about Newcastle that you love?
There is so many fishing spots here in Newcastle. You can go and be by yourself and no one knows where you are, or sporting part of it.
Are you very sporty?
Yeah, I play footy and cricket. Play with one team. It's had 25 years this year, but I've only been with them for 22.
What do you play?
We play in second division cricket, Newcastle City Suburban.
Are you any good?
Nah, not really.
How does the team go then?
Yeah, we're going right. We've won about four comps since we've been playing. So, yeah, we're just a family muck around cricket side. It started 25 years ago, and Someone else started it. I only come in 22 years ago, but...
Still, that's a pretty long time. Is it an all-Aboriginal team or mixed?
Yeah, it started off as an Aboriginal team, but now we've got a few non-Indigenous mates that's been around the family.
Oh, my goodness, someone's caught a fish.
We've caught a fish.
Young Rebecca's caught a fish. Well, she's from Karooa.
Yes.
So she's got a bit of experience.
Yeah, so experience always tells in everything.
On 12:33 ABC Newcastle, Jill Emberson with Lenny Quinlan down here, Lakeside, Bolton Point, for Meet the Mob. We're out here fishing. There was a bit of a couple of fish caught there, Lenny. What did you get?
I think it was a little snapper. It didn't look like a brim, but one of the other girls beat me. A girl beat me fishing.
How's that feel?
Awesome, because it's a little girl and she's out fishing, so... Not too embarrassed to say that a girl's better fishing than me.
Everyone's learning today about the importance of throwing fish back that are too small. Is that something you learnt when you were a kid?
No, not so much. But we threw them back anyway. But when we was fishing, we were fishing to feed the family. So we weren't really, I suppose, worrying about what fish we took home and what fish we threw back. But we did throw real little fish back that wasn't, well, obviously, you get in trouble now for it, big time, but, yeah. But that little fish I just caught was probably only about 10 centimetres long, little snapper, so I would have been in trouble, big time.
Looking back on the experience of actually catching fish in order to feed the family, I guess you catch the food in the supermarket these days, do you?
As you can see by the size I am now, it's all supermarket and fast food, not so much the natural foods of fish, turtles, wild rabbits and kangaroos and stuff like that. Yeah, it's just more takeaway stuff, more KFC, more Maccas open up all the time, so you can't get away from it.
Is that what you really feel for yourself?
Yeah, pretty much. I was a skinny little kid when I was growing up, but when you get older, you work and you spend your money your own way, and when parents spend their money their own way, when we're growing up, packet stuff, it's not really nutrition for you.
That must be hard given you're on the healthy lifestyle team.
Yeah, well, it's opened my eyes up again about eating healthier. So we've got a girl on our team, this is our coordinator at the moment, Karen Price, and she's actually lost 70 kilos, so... 70, yep. She's a person that was way overweight, and then she lost all that weight, and she showed us a picture at work, and you can see how big she was.
How does that make you feel?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. I wasn't that big, so I was probably about the same size she is now.
Do you want to lose some weight?
Oh, yeah, in that perspective, yeah. I've eating more salads in the last 2 or 3 weeks. It was just in a lunchbox, take to work with a bit of cold meat, whether it's silver side or chicken meat and lettuce, tomato, bit of onion, carrot, cheese, stuff like that for the last 2 or 3 weeks. So,
is that part of trying to lose a few Ks?
Somewhere between 0 and 20 would be nice.
Isn't it hard?
Yeah, it's harder when you get older, because I used to play footy and I wasn't so big, but once I stopped doing that, stopped playing sport, stopped playing football, I wasn't training as much. So now it's catching up to me.
Well, you're not 38 yet, so you've still got time on your side, but though the clock is ticking, you're part of the Healthy Lifestyle team at Awabaka. What do you like about it?
Well, I'm a tobacco action worker, so... I actually like going to the schools and telling the kids to not take up smoking in the first place. I don't smoke. I've never smoked. My parents did. Uncles and aunties did. So that's probably why I got a bit of a bad cough now. A lot of people ask me, when I cough, do I smoke? And I go, never smoked in my life. I hate it. I can't stand it.
But did you grow up around a lot of smokers?
Yeah, a lot of smokers in the house, in the cars. You're not allowed to smoke in the cars now, but you still see people smoking with kids in the car. It's disgusting.
As a health worker, so to speak, what message is the most powerful message to kids to stop smoking?
To be honest, tell the kids if their parents smoke, go home and have a look at their parents and see what they looked like 10 years ago to what they look like now.
That's a bit rough.
Yeah, but, like, people smoke and Just does stuff to their skins. You can smell it coming through their pores of their skin, fingers on their fingers, on their bits on the end of their fingers from when they're holding the smoke. So you know how long, how much they've been smoking. So,
you sound really committed to stopping kids smoking.
I didn't want to say it, but I watched my dad die in hospital 2 Christmases ago. So it'll be 2 years and 2 years on the 23rd of December. So 2 years ago wasn't a real good Christmas, but.
Do you reckon that was from his smoking?
Yeah, I'd say pretty much it was, because the doctors told us that his heart wasn't strong enough to pump the fluid around his out of his stomach and around his body, so it was just building up in his stomach, and he had to have his stomach pumped a few times too, so get the fluid out, because it went really hard and big. So so there's a soft spot there to stop kids from smoking, full stop.
And your dad wouldn't have been very old.
No, I'm 38, and he was 61, 62.
So you would like to have had him around a bit longer?
Yeah, obviously. So, yeah, 62 is a bit young, but when you have a rough life and you start smoking when you're 12, 14, that's got a big deal about how old you do live. So I reckon it does. I don't smoke, and My missus doesn't smoke too, so.
Where did your dad grow up, Lenny?
He was born in Kempsey.
On the mission there?
Yeah, Burnt Bridge, South Kempsey. He grew up there.
I've met a couple of people here in Newcastle whose families come from there.
Oh, I have. Yeah, that's not surprising, because people are just trying to get out of Kempsey. And
why?
I don't know. I've seen a few people that live down here now, a few second, third cousins and that are living down here now, so.
Maybe there's a few more opportunities in Newcastle.
Yeah, well, I come back here when I was 16 and started playing footy and cricket with me cricket family now, and we're nearly finished this year. This will probably be our last year, 25 years. So, I come back down here to play sport, really.
But Burnt Bridge Mission sounds like it was a bit tough for people too.
You hear a few stories and that, like with the stolen generation and... My father still talked about it when he was still alive. The government come there and parents were all going, saying to the kids, run to the bush. It's not a myth, it's the truth. And it was just lucky my dad was fast enough to run. I wouldn't be standing here where I am today.
You've been listening to a 1233 ABC Newcastle podcast. For more, visit our website at abc.net.au/Newcastle.